Al-Jathiya, the fallen on the knees. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. Hamim, Allah is praiseworthy, the Lord of all honor. The gradual revelation of this perfect book proceeds from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. The fact is that there are signs for believers in the heavens and in the earth, and for the people who have firm faith, there are signs in your own creation and in that of all living creatures which He spreads abroad, and in the alternation of night and day, and the sustenance that Allah sends down through clouds, whereby He revives the earth after its desolation, and in the veering of the winds, there are signs for a people who make use of their understanding. These are the signs of Allah which we describe to you with precision. In what other announcement will they believe after they have rejected the word of Allah and His signs? Woeful agony awaits every sinful habitual liar who hears the messages of Allah which are recited to him, and then he very proudly persists in his disbelief as though he has not heard these messages. So give him the tidings of a woeful punishment. And when he comes to know something of our messages, he holds them as of little importance. It is such people for whom there awaits a disgraceful punishment. In addition to this worldly punishment, they have Jahannam before them. The wealth they have acquired shall not avail them, nor shall these guardians of theirs whom they have taken for their helping friends apart from Allah be of any help to them. And there awaits them a dreadful punishment. This Quran is true and a complete guidance, but those who deny the commandment of their Lord shall suffer the scourge of a woeful punishment. It is Allah who has made the sea subservient to you, so that the ships may sail upon it by His command, and so that by means of these ships you may seek His bounty and give Him thanks. And He has made subservient to you all that lies in the heavens and all that lies in the earth. All these benedictions are from Him. In all this, there are signs for a people who would reflect. Tell those who believe to let alone those who do not accept the contesting days of Allah, on which the righteous will be successful in the land, and the wicked will suffer disaster, in order that He Himself may recompense every people according to their deeds. He who does good does it for the good of his own soul, and he who does evil, the sad consequences of it shall befall him. For after all, you will be brought back to your Lord. And indeed, we gave the children of Israel the scripture of Mosaic law, and power of judgment and prophethood, and provided them with good and pure things, and exalted them over the contemporary peoples. And we gave them clear signs regarding this affair of the advent of this prophet, and they did not differ about it but after true knowledge in the form of the Quran had come to them. And this difference was to spite one another. Behold, your Lord will judge between them on the day of resurrection concerning all their differences. Then we gave you a system of law and set you on a clear highway regarding this affair. Follow it, and do not follow the caprices of those who have no knowledge. Verily, they can be of no avail to you against the displeasure of Allah. Surely the wrongdoers are helping friends one of the other, but Allah is the helping friend of those who have become secure against evil. Those teachings of the Quran are a means to grant insight to humankind and a source of complete guidance and a mercy for a people who have firm faith. Do those who commit evil deeds think that we will treat them like those who believe and accordingly do deeds of righteousness, so that their lives and deaths be alike? How ill they judge! Allah has created the heavens and the earth with an eternal purpose to ensure that every soul be recompensed according to his deeds and no one be done injustice to. Have you considered the case of him who has taken his own low desires for his God and whom Allah has forsaken and adjudged as lost, on the basis of his infinite knowledge, and whose ears and heart he has sealed, and whose eyes he has covered with a veil? Who then will guide him after Allah has condemned him for his being given to evil ways? Will you then pay no heed? They say, we have only this, our present life, to live. We people of one generation die, and we people of a new generation from among us come to life again, here in this very world. It is the passage of time alone that deals us death. But they have no real knowledge whatsoever about the matter, the hereafter. They merely make conjectures. And when our clear messages are recited to them, their only contention is that they say, bring back our forefathers alive if you are true in your belief in the life after death. Say, it is Allah alone who gives you life. Then He causes you to die. Then He will gather you together on the day of resurrection, the day about the advent of which there is no doubt. Yet most of the people do not know this truth. The kingdom of the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. At the time when the promised hour shall come to pass, the falsifiers of the truth with vanity shall be in the loss on that day. And at that promised time, you shall see every community fallen on their knees. Every community will be summoned to face their records of deeds. And it shall be said to them, this day you shall be recompensed according to your deeds. Here is our prepared record. It speaks the truth about you. Indeed, we have been getting all your deeds fully registered and preserved. Now, as for those who believed and did deeds of righteousness, their Lord will admit them into His mercy. This indeed is a manifest achievement. But as for those who disbelieved, God will say, is it not that my messages were recited to you, yet you behaved arrogantly, and you became those who cut off their ties with us? And when it is said to you, the promise of Allah is of course true, and the hour of resurrection, there is no doubt about it. You said, we do not know what the hour may be. We have only a faint notion about it, and we are by no means convinced of its certainty. And on that day, the evils inherent in their deeds will become apparent to them. They will be caught by that very destruction they used to hold in very low estimation. And it will be said to them, this day we have given you up, just as you gave up the idea that you will meet this day of yours. Now, your resort is the fire, and you have no one for a helper. This end of yours is because you took no account of the commandments of Allah, and the life of this world seduced you. So that day, they will not be taken out of it, nor will they be able to reach even the threshold of the divine presence, seeking to make amends and to win His favor. All type of perfect and true praise, therefore, belongs to Allah, Lord of the heavens, Lord of the earth, and Lord of the worlds. And all the majesty in the heavens and the earth belongs to Him alone, and He alone is the Almighty, the All-Wise.